You are listening to the Cameron Phillips Podcast, episode 15. Hi, everybody, and welcome to 2020. This is our first episode of the brand new year and of the brand new decade, and I'm so excited to have you back with me. Today, we are starting our episode by talking about some things that I have never really talked about before and really opening up about my life and my business and where I am at personally and professionally as we move into the new year, because I feel like one of the biggest things I can offer you this year is full disclosure, is transparency, is honesty, and vulnerability, sharing with you parts of my life that I've either kept in the dark for various reasons or just never been fully open about here on the podcast platform. I was super inspired by Julie Solomon of the Influencer Podcast this past week, who opened up about being pregnant with her second child, but so much more than being pregnant with her second child. In the episode, she talked a lot about her own struggles in her own life and in her own business and how she's built boundaries and learned to work with her mind rather than have her mind work against her. And I think that's so empowering. And really one of the biggest keys to success. And I think moving forward in everyone's life, it's really important to approach everything with a really big, open, honest lens of honesty and of compassion. And I think that is what I really want to bring to this podcast in the new year. So the first course of action that I want to discuss before we dive into a few important things here is the name change, because I've realized that the name Phenomenal Impact does not really serve me anymore. I think I chose that name a year ago when I launched this version of the podcast, and I was really aiming at, you know, I wanted it to be a resource for, okay, let me rephrase this. The name Phenomenal Impact came from you learning tools to have a phenomenal impact on your business and on the world, and creating impact in your business with your brand, and also things that have a phenomenal impact on yourself, whether that be mindset work, whether that be travel, whether that be meditation, yoga, whatever. Things that are phenomenal internally have a phenomenal impact internally and a phenomenal impact externally on your life and your business. But I feel like that is like, I don't know, I heard someone say a few months ago the word impact is very like masculine energy and very almost violent in a way. Now this sounds really deep and probably no one's thinking as much into this as I am, but I've thought about it and I've continued to think about it. And I think that's just a sign that I am not in resonance with this name, because I keep thinking of reasons I don't like it. So what I've also realized is that generally I listen to a lot of podcasts. I listen to a lot of podcasts, but I literally never refer to them as their actual names. I just refer to the, you know, blank podcast, like, you know, the Julie Solomon podcast. I never say the Influencer Podcast. I just say the Julie Solomon podcast. Or some of my other favorites are the James Wedmore podcast, it's actually called the Mind Your Business podcast. But in my world, it's just the James Wedmore podcast. Or Catherine Zinkina, Manifestation Babe, or Jenna Kutcher, the Jenna Kutcher podcast. I never refer to it as the Gold Digger podcast. No shade to any of these names. I just realized that for me personally and how I operate, it's really just what the name is. So I think that is what I want to achieve going forward. And yes, the name, I guess, loses a little bit of what it's about, but I think the greater picture here is just having my name associated with mindset, wellness, manifestation, and business, because that's really what I'm trying to curate and cultivate in my own life and here on this podcast. So while we said that, I do want to do kind of a reintroduction to those of you who might have just either stumbled across this now or have been longtime listeners and maybe been a little confused. This podcast has a few different goals. Some of the things that I'm the most passionate about are mindset and wellness and manifestation and using the powers of your mind and the universe to achieve the life you want. Now, I have what I like to think of as a really good take on the manifestation metaphysical world, is because I approach it all from a very practical, grounded, earthly, real life approach to it, of how you can actually change things in your life to see different results using the principles of manifestation and mindset work and energy work and all these things that I have grown to know and love and use in my daily life every single day, like working with my mindset and manifestation have brought some of the most incredible things in my life and have really turned around such dark periods I've had and really allowed me to grow. And I'm still on the journey of learning even more and allowing it to bring even more into my life. And this is what I talk to all my friends about in real life. This is what I, you know, I'm trying to live and breathe, and I am really fascinated by it. And I see this as an outlet to share this with you, the listener, and to grow a community of like-minded, like energetic and spiritual beings who are trying to make big things happen in the world. I think everyone, whether they care to admit it or not, wants to have a good life. Who doesn't want to have a good life? Why would anyone not admit to that? Some people are more modest than others about their, people are more vocal than others about wanting to have like a big life or chase their dreams or, you know, whatever that may be. I think that everyone obviously wants to be abundant and have a good life, you know, regardless of whether you're flashy about it or not. Everyone wants to have, you know, abundance and money come to them easily and have career advancements and to have the house and the family and the lifestyle that you want to live. Everyone wants that. And it's not like I'm trying to, you know, I think some people think of manifestation as like selling snake oil. It's kind of a tongue twister there. Also, I think that phrase is just like hilarious, snake oil. Like what even is snake oil? But it's an idiom meaning that, selling you nothing essentially and you just buy into it. I mean, that's severely not the case when it comes to mindset and manifestation work, especially once you realize that the biggest thing holding you back in many things in your life is yourself and is the limiting beliefs and the fear you put in your own head. Of course, you know, there's real life situations that are difficult to overcome, but they become so much more difficult when your mind is not on your side. And that's where I'm at with my life. That's where I am in cultivating my business and overcoming hurdles that have held me back for years and never allowed me to blossom into, I guess, the business person that I've wanted to be, or to grow the media world that I've wanted to grow, or to have the confidence in myself to actually chase after my dreams. And I have gone through so much work, and I'm still on a journey of implementing ways to overcome the limiting beliefs that, you know, you purchase or I've purchased from, you know, people, the universe, whatever, from when I was like a young child and a teenager and a young adult, and these little things that you unconsciously pick up but that stay with you and cause you to hold yourself back and limit yourself. And it's all the journey of how we overcome that and move forward. And that's what I teach. That's what I am all about. That is what I am developing my business around. You know, how can you, through travel, through manifestation, through mindset, through finance, through all this, how can you create an abundant, vibrant life that you love to live and feel fulfilled by? So that's the general essence of this podcast. I think we're all kind of on the same wavelength of wanting to be exposed to things that enrich our lives and find more fulfillment in our day-to-day work and business. That's the overarching theme. What I'm really specifically focusing on this year is helping influencers and digital creatives make more money and find more fulfillment, because that's some of the biggest things I've struggled with and I have been learning about, researching, testing, trying to progress my own life, and I want to give back and share it and share this journey with you, the listener, because, you know, so many people out there, I'm assuming all of you listening to this are digital creatives in some way or another, digital entrepreneurs, like looking to find betterment, make extra money, open themselves up to new opportunities through the power of the internet. Now, whether that it be you are a full-time, you know, content creator, influencer, you are sharing your life and working with brands to supplement your income or create a full-time income or just receive incredible opportunities, or if you're not specifically an influencer, but just an online digital entrepreneur, meaning that you sell a good or a service via the internet, whether that be a Shopify store or whatever it is, I'm here to apply the principles of mindset and manifestation into this world. I am looking to make the most money for my digital business I've ever made this year through my influencer business, through working with brands, through finding valuable brand partnerships that make me excited and happy and feel fulfilled. That's what I'm trying to do this year. And I know a lot of you are on that same journey. Everyone, you know, we're in January, new year, new me. Everyone's on that hustle. Also this year, we have the new decade philosophy on our side. Now that is unbelievable. You know, in reality, it's just another year. Time is an illusion, but it does feel special. It does feel like, wow, you know, I'm 25. This next decade is really going to be about work and career for me. You know, the last decade was so much schooling. I was in school for 8 of the past 10 years. That is a huge chunk of time to be in school. Now is the first, like, the beginning of this truly new chapter where I am a young professional. And that is what I'm pursuing. And part of me opening up in this episode and sharing some vulnerabilities with you is I've realized just how much I have held myself back over the years and how many opportunities that I've either sabotaged or not seen to fruition or not even allowed into my life because of those limiting beliefs and those deeply subconscious habits and mindset blocks that you build up in your life and stop you from going all the way. Now, part of that can be as deep as just like me sitting here recording this right now thinking, wow, I am such a loser. Nobody's going to listen to this. I make up stories in my mind of people thinking, you know, who does he think he is talking about mindset and manifestation and these things? Like, does he actually care about that? Like, is that actually what he does? Like, I mean, yes. And the funny thing is, it feels liberating to say that out loud, to like say some of my fears about that out loud, because I know that you guys listening to this are like not rolling your eyes, but like laughing with me, because it's like, people don't think that. If people thought that, they wouldn't listen to the podcast. Maybe they'd give it a hate listen once and move on with their life. But those of you who actually listen and get value from this and are on this journey with me, creating your own digital fantasy, that was a little risque, creating your own digital life that you're proud of and fulfilled by, you're here with me and you're on this journey and you value what I have to say. And I thank you for that. And I really do thank you for that. And I thank those of you who've been on this journey with me for a long time. I really do thank you because you've seen quite the evolution. I mean, such as I think inevitable when you start posting regular content on the internet when you're 18 years old. You go through a lot of change in your life, throughout your whole life, but especially, you know, 18 through 23, 24, like I was in college. A lot has changed, and at the end of the day, nothing has changed. I'm still fundamentally the core same person I've always been. You know, I am so passionate about travel and seeing the world and connecting with people and sharing stories and inspiring people to go after their dreams and uplift themselves. I think what changes is that as time goes on, in that kind of pivotal age around college and 20s, you start to, you know, believe less and less of what's possible and buy into the roles that you feel like you need to fit into in society rather than, I guess, what your spirit actually holds. Now, that sounds a little deep, but, you know, when I go back and watch my old videos or see my own content from, you know, a few years ago, I see them like that, you know, there I am. Like, that's me right there. Like, what have I become? You know, what have I lost or what have I buried under layers of limiting beliefs and bad mindset and anxiety and all these other things that swirl around and kind of erode your life through letting your mind take over. And, you know, I guess this could shift into a conversation about mental health. Obviously, I'm not a mental health expert in the clinical way of the term. I mean, obviously, I think that it's really important to seek help if you need it and don't wait until you're deep in the depths of whether it be anxiety or depression or any other mental state to seek professional help. I think that's the first step in really aligning yourself to a higher level of mindset and manifestation work. You have to address those parts of you that maybe remain in the dark. I mean, for me, this past year was starting to work with a therapist, like a traditional psychoanalytic therapist, and starting to go through a lot of the things that I've pushed away and buried and hidden for years and years and years, and a lot of things that I thought, oh, this is fine, like this doesn't bother me, it's like it's fine. They weren't fine. There's a lot of things that had to be addressed, and I have learned and subsequently heard, you know, when you like get exposed to something, then all of a sudden you start realizing you're hearing it everywhere, or maybe you always have been, but you just never realized the power of therapy and the power of, you know, releasing your emotions and your fears and like setting it free rather than bottling it up and compressing it into your soul and into your physical body and your mind. And which I did for many, many years and still do. And I'm still working to break out of that cycle. But I've definitely found also that going into that cycle and allowing a lot of those things to see the light of day and be analyzed and discussed and set free has allowed me to become so much more abundant and allow myself to work through so many of those blocks I've built up and so many of those limiting beliefs and so many things that has led me to the place I am now, you know, 6 months of being on this journey in, I guess, yeah, 6 or 7 months now of really this whole like therapy, self-betterment journey. And I feel the most on the edge of really getting into bigger success because I'm letting go of a lot of the things that have held me back. And I can now see what I've been holding myself back with and consciously choose to work through it and to actually make progress by working with my mindset and manifestation. And I'm really proud of that. And I'm really, really excited to see what this year has to bring, because last year was a big year of change and transition for me. So those of you who follow my YouTube vlogs, I documented my move from California to Toronto, Canada this year, which was a difficult move for me for a lot of reasons. It was kind of last year, the early part of last year was kind of a very rough time in my life. I think I had to address a lot of things that I had put out and not addressed and not worked with. One of which was I did not have a home. I didn't have a home for 2 years. I left Los Angeles after leaving college in 2017 and essentially became nomadic and had this big pursuit of travel and goals of seeing the world. And I still do, but I never fully committed to it. Like I was never fully continually on the road living that fantasy, which I guess was at one point what I wanted to do. But of course, life changes, and that's not exactly what happened. I still did a lot of incredible travel, and that's when I really started my, I guess, career as a travel content creator, travel influencer, because that's when I started to actually work with brands and get exposed to media opportunities, which then led me to get more into the travel media world beyond just travel influencer, which, you know, I have a deep passion for. I have a deep passion for being able to share the stories of like artisans and communities and destinations and landscapes, and I think it's amazing. I love being able to experience it for myself and to share it with the world and create media that I really care about. I think that is so profoundly beautiful that it's come out of the past 2 years. I've had so many amazing experiences that I really try to not take for granted because I'm real. I realize how incredible and I guess rare some of the experiences I've been able to have are. Again, going back to part of this podcast is I want to help those of you who reach out to me on Instagram, who reach out to me on YouTube, who send me emails about how to create a world for yourself where you can open yourself up to these opportunities. Because I was just an average person. I still am an average person, but I was just, you know, I didn't have these opportunities until I decided I wanted to create them in my life. And then I did create them. And that was, I guess, kind of one of the biggest manifestations of my life. There's been many, but that was a big one, just bringing this whole career and these opportunities in my life. And now that I have worked through a lot of the blocks and am conscious that I need to be working on these blocks, I'm ready to open myself to a lot more in 2020. And wow, the new year, you know, just the new year things. And to bring you guys along with me, and I'm really excited for that. I've been reading so many great books, including one right now on kind of the art of self-coaching and life coaching. And it's been really, really inspirational. It talks a lot about how to run a coaching business, which is not really why I bought it. I started flipping through to the library and I really was liking what I was seeing. So I decided to check it out, brought it home, and I've been reading it in the evenings. And it's really, really good. And one of the principles that I really loved was this yin and yang principle, which is, you know, the symbol. It's yin yang is what you say. It's actually pronounced yang, I learned this year. You know, like the white and the black, and I mean, it represents duality. I think most people understand that. And I'm going to riff on this for a second and talk about when I was in Sedona, Arizona in May of this year. We did an Airbnb experience, my friend Lindsay Hughes and I, who's actually been on the podcast. You can go back and check out that episode from last year. But Lindsay Hughes and I did an Airbnb experience, which I love Airbnb experiences. Wow. Like, oh my God, I have so many things to talk about. Like, we did another Airbnb experience when we were in Tuscany last month. For my birthday, we went on a wine tour. It was iconic. Anyways, we went on this Airbnb experience in Sedona. And for those of you who don't know, Sedona, Arizona is about 2 hours north of Phoenix. And it is essentially water has eroded and cut down these beautiful red rock canyons and buttes and monoliths, and it's incredibly spiritual, and there's an energetic field around Sedona that people refer to as vortex energy, and they even go as far as there's specific areas in Sedona that have enhanced vortex energies, some that even go masculine or feminine or have different qualities about them, and it's been a big spiritual center for, I mean, I think really like thousands and tens and thousands of years, like long before, you know, modern day America for what it is. I mean, it's been Native American spiritual centers as far back as history can trace, from what I understand, and for good reason. There's a lot of magic that goes on in Sedona. I mean, even going further out there, there's a very high number of like UFO sightings and like mystical happenings and channeling and mediumship, and there's just a lot going on in Sedona. It's a really, really incredible place. I definitely encourage you to read up on it. I have never really had a profound experience in Sedona. I've always wanted to, though, but I think this experience was probably the closest I got to a profound, like, spiritual moment in Sedona. And that was, we went on this Airbnb experience with this woman who is a life coach, and the activity was called Sunset Hike with Life Coaching, and it was at this place called the, oh, I'm gonna forget the first name of it. Is it Amita Stupa? I'm sorry, let me just Google this. So a stupa is a Buddhist, it's the Amitabha Stupa and Peace Park, that's what it's called. And a stupa is a spiritual monument or a mound, essentially, in Buddhism. And so you'll probably recognize this if you think of Thailand and think of what Thai temples look like. That is generally the shape that this stupa looked like. I mean, I know there are minute details that I don't exactly know, so I'm going to leave that to the experts. But what this was is a group of monks came to Sedona forever ago, and they used the red rock of the earth in Sedona to build this stupa as a prayer site. And we went to this park that they've created around the stupa, and it's on the edge of the like giant red rocks. Really, really beautiful. I have photos of this on my Instagram, so go check that out if you want to see visuals of this, or just Google Amitabha Stupa. That's S-T-U-P-A, Stupa, Sedona. Anyways, let me keep talking about this. So the Stupa Peace Park, we went on this sunset hike with life coaching, and we had no idea what that meant going into the experience. We were like, okay, like, you know, life coaching about what? Like, what is she going to talk about? What's she going to cover? And she gave us a crash course on the vortex energy and on what that meant, masculine versus feminine. And on one hand, it was kind of, there's two different ways to describe the energy. One is getting like a download from the universe combined with deep peace and, I guess, fulfillment. And you can almost have those moments of inspiration or creativity or see like the next steps you need to take while you're surrounded by this overwhelming sense of peace over your body. And the other kind is almost this like upwelling of energy from the ground, and it results in a very like highly charged energetic state that's like, you know, we're gonna party, and you feel just so like amped up on life and just very like full of energy, like, and recharged and like bursting out. And those are the two different primary energy fields that you kind of feel through vortex energy. And what I immediately said was that first way, that deep peace and almost universe download, creativity, inspiration, I feel that way when I go to the Grand Canyon. The Grand Canyon for me is a deeply spiritual place. I feel incredible energy at the Grand Canyon. And the guide said to me, she's like, yes, like that is the type of energy that flows out of the Grand Canyon. So I was like, wow, that's literally what I felt. And we were sitting there under this tree on a log, and she was taking us through some awareness meditation experiences, I guess, or activities where you can shift your field of focus and really allow that to be a tool to bring you back to the present moment rather than the traditional like sit, arms crossed, you know, silent meditation. And when we were doing that, she asked us to kind of analyze how we felt in that moment. And thinking about that, I kind of felt like both of the energies she had talked about. I kind of felt this recharge, like uplift, but I also felt this like profound peace and like inspiration almost. And I'm like, I feel like it's a bit of both of the energies. And then she said to me, yes, this spot has both energies radiating to it. And I was like, wow, amazing. And that was when I first really clued into feeling different and feeling just really enlightened, and like my senses were very heightened in Sedona. Like, this is what I had been looking for a long time, and I felt like I finally clicked into that, and it was amazing. And from there, we went up and did a variety of activities that all kind of related to mindset, spiritual work, letting go of the past, welcoming the future, that kind of stuff. And then we did this activity called yin-yang balance. And Lindsay and I stood together, and the yin was like a receiving peaceful energy where we would like physically move our bodies and like take a big step back and sink down and like receive. It like felt like you were opening your arms to like, you know, have someone place something in your arms, like a basket or something. That you feel like you're taking on something. Versus the yang energy, we would physically push our hands forward. We would stretch our arms out and push them forward. And I have a video of this that I'm probably going to post on my Instagram in correlation with this episode. And it looks really ridiculous. Like, it looked absurd. I'm going to like fully say it. It looked ridiculous. But this is the principle that I'm outlining that I was reading in this book. I know I went on a big tangent here, but we're going back to that self-coaching book I was reading the other night. Yin and yang. Yang energy is when you go out into the world and you're like, I'm going to make this happen for myself. You know, it's like forceful. It's like, quote, the hustle. It's things like that. Versus yin energy is when you allow things to come into your life and you sit back and achieve and attract through, not through force, but through, what is the word? I guess allowing it to come to you. I can't think of the specific word they use in the book, but it's receive. It's literally receive. It's like you're bringing things into your life by receiving them, things coming to you, divine gifts, fortunate circumstances, things that move you forward that you can't force. You know, you can't force something that happens in, you know, divine timing, whether it be like something, you know, when those like crazy things happen, like, wow, that was so lucky that that happened that way or whatever. You can't force your way. As hard as you work, you can't force those situations happening. You know, whether that be random money finds its way to you, or an old friend calls you up who has like incredible connections for you to like help your business or help your life, or you like find $20 in the ground. I mean, these are like very low level examples here, but things like that that just happen in your life, you can't control them no matter how hard you work. You can, you know, hustle and hustle and hustle, but you can't make some random person call you up, you know, offering you an incredible service for your business, you know, out of the blue. You can pitch people and you can try and create business like that. But there's, of course, the things that come into your life that just happen. And the yin yang way of looking at the law of attraction is both. It's like taking the action, but also receiving the blessings from the universe and the fortunate circumstance and the things that come into your life that are out of your control, and welcoming it with open arms. And seeing it from that duality perspective, I think, is so important for anyone in anything, whether it be business, whether it be school, entrepreneurship, or a corporate job, or anything you're trying to achieve, like beyond, you know, influencer, digital entrepreneur, like anything. Knowing that balance and knowing between the hustle to then working with what has been given to you and allowing your body to receive and allowing your life to receive these different fortunate circumstances and working with that, it's incredibly important. Like, never forget about how impactful random events can be in your life and how many, I guess, blessings or like fortunate things can happen when you're least expecting it, right? Whether it be literally money, whether it be opportunity, whether it be connections, those of you searching for love, it could be people, meeting people in random places. Like, it's incredible. And it's important to remember the duality of that between the giving and the taking, right? Yin and yang. So that's the principle. That was a very long-winded analogy, but I think it was important because I think that was so impactful. Maybe the most impactful page I've read in that book so far, because it just reminded me of the, you know, the simplicity in allowing life to happen and in allowing good things to come into your life. How beautiful is that? That's the energy we all need going into 2020, that balance, yin and yang. I did not have that balance last year at all. I tried to. I would go back and forth between too much one, too much the other. And that's what I'm cultivating moving forward in 2020, a balance between you put in the work, you make it happen, but you also trust, and this is the key to manifestation, you trust the good things coming into your life and the opportunity that's being delivered to you. And I think it's an incredible opportunity that anyone who's here listening to this today, that you're here with me and that you're part of our world. And I'm really, really grateful for that. And I think there's incredible opportunities coming for all of us in 2020, and especially those of us who are willing to learn the principles of manifestation and get our mindsets aligned with creating the lives that we want to create. And we need to hold each other accountable too, because it's easy to slip up. It's not, you know, not every day is like, oh, I'm in the vortex attracting everything. You know, that's not every day. We need to hold each other accountable so that we can make those slips into, oh my God, my life is in despair, like pity me, like make those slips shorter than they were last week, and then make them shorter than they were the week before that. Cut those back to like not allowing it to consume your whole day or your whole week, and being able to pop back into that place of abundance and allow the manifestation to happen. That's what, you know, I think that's what we all need to be accountable for in 2020 as we move forward with the year. So one of the things that I'm going to be doing in February is offering a 14-day boot camp for... Now, here's who this is for. Here's who this is for. This is for people like me. This is for people who are influencers or who have a following on social media, whether it be one person, two people, 1,000 people, 100,000 people, maybe 30 people, maybe 400 people. The point is, this is for anyone who wants to grow a more professional approach to the business of getting opportunity, making money, and I guess getting exchange free products through their social media channels, whether it be YouTube, Instagram, or a blog. This is a 14-day bootcamp where we're going to be refreshing, tuning up, and treating our influence like a business. Now, that is one of the fundamental things we all have to do if we're looking to actually find success from social media. Now, here's the good news. In 2020 and beyond, micro and nano influencers, meaning literally anyone, has power. Here's the thing. Less and less big brands want to shell out the big bucks for the million follower creators, for the million subscriber creators, for the 500,000 subscriber creators. I mean, the money's still there for them, but more and more and more are people looking to partner with smaller influencers. Those with 100, those with 50, those with 10,000 followers or subscribers, those with 5,000. And in many cases, even in the 1 to 5,000 range, there is opportunity out there. How do you get that opportunity? You create a mindset of treating it like a business, and then you get out there and you make the opportunity happen. Like I just said, yin and yang, this 14-day challenge is half. Here are the steps we're going to take to generate business, to connect with our audience, and to make things happen. And the other half is here how we're going to align ourselves and align our brand so that once we put the framework together, opportunity will come to us, because we've set the foundation through having good business structure and branding that we don't always need to be hustling and pushing to allow opportunity to come to us. Now, we're gonna go through a lot of things. I have put together the most epic and iconic 14-day bootcamp itinerary outline, and you can get it for free, totally free, CameronPhillips.net/free bootcamp. CameronPhillips.net, N-E-T, /free bootcamp. Now, go and get the outline. Even for those of you who are like, nope, not for me, not doing it, no. Go get the outline. You know what? Literally, it cannot hurt you. Get the outline and you're gonna see everything we're gonna cover. We're covering mindset. We're covering branding, visual and copy. We're talking about setting the framework for success. And then we're getting into the heavy hitters like pitching part one and part two, engagement, email list. We're covering it all. We are going to create a program and create a system for you to take your, yeah, like I was trying to make this happen for a while and I've had some success, but I really want to see more come, but I feel like I've kind of like fallen off a little bit and I'm not as motivated as I was, but I still like really want to make this happen. Well, this is the 14 days to get your butt in gear and to make it happen. I'm doing it with you. I'm doing it for my own brand, and you're coming along for the journey, and it's going to be iconic, because what are we all achieving this year? Abundance, success, and fulfillment. As creators, we're making more money and we're finding more fulfillment. And that is what this course is setting the framework for. How will it work? Well, go to CameronPhillips.net/free bootcamp to download your free outline so you can see everything. And then the training starts on February 1st. It's going to be a new video training and worksheet and more content every single day for 14 days covering the different points on the itinerary. I'm doing it with you. Obviously, I'm creating it. I've done so much research and I'm so excited to do this for myself. If not a single frickin' person bought, I never say frickin', I'm only trying to be a little, you know, censored. I don't know if I can say the F word in here yet. I haven't figured that out. Anyways, I am so excited and ecstatic to do this for my own brand. Because I am ready. I've taken a little bit of a break on Instagram, but I need to come back. I'm ready for the opportunity to come in. I'm ready to set the framework for the yin and the yang of this business here. This is the first program I'm offering of the year, and I think it's going to be a really big win for all of us. So once again, CameronPhillips.net/freebootcamp to go sign up. And if you're just straight up ready to enroll, CameronPhillips.net/bootcamp. Just go do it. I mean, we all know that we need to make a change and make things actually happen. So make it your year. Let's do it. Let's commit. And we're going to go from there. So I'm going to wrap that up here today. I still think that there is more vulnerability that I could go. I think I can go to a deeper place. And I think that will be something that I'm going to work towards really giving a little more vulnerability and a little more open and honestness moving forward. So thank you for being here. I really, really appreciate you, and I cannot wait to see what this year is going to have for us. Stay tuned for the full rebrand of this podcast with the new logo and name here on iTunes or wherever you're listening, and make sure to go grab your free outline. I'll talk to you very, very soon. Thanks so much for listening. Bye-bye.